Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is far and away the best defense that Patrick Mahomes has had, right? What? I mean, is it possible that they could ride the D? The defense?
Okay. Listen.
Everybody got to ride their D at some point. That's just the way it is, man. You got to have a good defense. You have to in every sport, right? You got to ride that D, man. No question about it. 9 o'clock hours here, man, on a Friday. Nobody can mess up this Friday. Nobody. Nobody can mess it up. Not the wind and the rain, which is getting closer, and everything else that's going to happen. Mike Florio is going to join us from Pro Football Talk here in a few minutes. We'll talk to Mike. Got a lot of stuff to get to. The NFL's looking at making some changes. And keeping some of the things the same that had been big issues with a lot of teams. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And the kickoff is a really...
You got to stop with this kickoff stuff, man.
Did you see it? I didn't understand.
Yeah, it's very complicated, to be quite honest.
So that's
you.
Never good.
When it's gimmicky. Yeah.
When your fan base and is going like, okay, why is the ball going there? Why is the ball going there? Well, what is that? Now he kicked it out, so now the ball goes there.
I know this is unpopular, but why not just get rid of the kickoff altogether? I mean, do it at the beginning because it's a ceremonial thing, right?
No.
It signals the start of the game.
So kick it out of the end zone and go,
which they
right.
do anyway, right? I mean, they automatically kick it. Every NFL kicker can easily kick the ball.
So I do like this because I disagree with you. I think it would be terrible. Then we're just like a practice game. It's, all right, who gets all right, we get the ball first. But you got
to
have...
No, you do it at the beginning of the game just to, you know, all right, we're starting the game.
But they're getting more returns out of this way. It's just complicated to...
But they don't want returns.
They want
whether
returns.
Guys are starting at full speed or
no,
not.
No, they want returns now. No, they want
yeah,
returns.
Yeah, until guys Woody, start getting you know, Woody, knocked that, out
but,
on those things.
But they're saying by being closer and everybody being closer to each other, they're going to give this a shot. I'll tell you behind this, and Mike Florio will talk about it, they had... some of the special teams coordinators in the NFL put this together. The league literally went to those guys and said, "We want to keep it. We're getting tired of 80% of the kicks going over out of the end zone. Let's do something to make this play. It's the most exciting play. You got to admit, punt return, kickoff return, touchdowns, the most exciting plays we have. Devin Hester's Hall of Fame reel is the most spectacular thing of all time.
But I think punt returns are different, right? Because punt returns, you know, you want to penalize a team for punting on their own end of the field. So, yeah, you need to have returns there. But the kick thing's just stupid, man. Like, everyone's going to kick it out the back of the end zone anyway. I don't
can't
like
now.
Making it gimmicky.
But you
where
can
you got to put it in a kick zone or whatever. Like,
no, the kick zone is weird.
Yeah,
but
I
if you
like
kick it
stuff.
Out, you're going to be penalized by where they're going to put the ball.
And I think the 25-yard line is bad. And I mean, that's, you know.
Well, listen,
didn't they move
man,
that up 5 yards, right?
They're,
it used to be
they're
20.
Trying. And the one that I totally don't agree with, that hip drop tackle. They keep showing that Mark Andrews play, poster child for this injury now. One of the best tight ends of football for the Ravens. But I watch that guy's tackle and tackle and tackle, and I get he got hurt, missed a lot. I mean,
so
that
you
was
agree
fine.
that play should be out of the game, but finding a way to do it is obviously the difficult part, right?
These guys got to tackle. There's got to be a little leeway on tackling and getting guys down. We're not talking about –
if there's any way to get legs from stopping snapping in half, that's kind
well,
of ideal.
Well, first of all, his
though.
Leg didn't snap in half. He did
so,
miss a lot, but
it happened.
But the problem is Mark Andrews is not a small guy to bring down. So these guys are getting bigger and faster, and now we're making it harder on the defense. I'm with the NFLPA on this one. Those guys are going to fight this, and they don't like enough. And then I heard this on ESPN. Best comment I've heard. One thing's 100% sure. Everybody's going to get hurt if you play in the NFL. It's true. Sooner or later, you might make it through a year. You might make it 2 years.
That's such a stupid comment. That's every sport.
You're going to get hurt, though.
What sport are you not going to get hurt playing?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Hell, your tennis players get hurt.
Oh, that's a bad example.
That's the least contact sport you could possibly have. Golfers get hurt. If you play a sport, you're going to get hurt.
Do you just go against me on everything?
There's nothing to do with going against you. It's just a stupid comment like, oh, you play in the NFL, you're going to get hurt. Yeah, if you play in the NBA, you're going to get hurt.
But if you get tackled enough, you're going to get hurt. Does that sound better? And did you even see the Mark Andrews play before you carry on?
I've seen it. I've seen a bunch of those.
I mean,
hit
that
drop
just looks
plays.
Like a normal tackle. Well, by a linebacker.
I'm not saying I have an answer, bro.
I don't either.
I told you the other day, I don't have an answer.
But guys
are going to
get injured.
But it'd be nice if legs stopped snapping in half because of that or ankles.
Woody, help me out with this one here since you
No, I don't have an answer. I told you I don't have answers.
No. So the quarterback position, they got all these friggin' rules to keep these guys healthy.
Great.
13 guys made it through the whole season.
Keep making them safe. Find ways to make them safer.
What else can you do? You can't fall on them. You can't hit them low. You can't hit them around the head.
You enjoy watching some of those guys play, some of those third
stringers? No, but what are you going to do, Woody? Two-hand touch?
We're trending in that direction.
No, we're not. Anyway, we got Mike Flora going to join. I don't know why I bring you in on stuff.
Because it is not fun to watch when the third string or second string quarterbacks are playing.
So how are you going to keep them healthier, Woody? You can't do anything else to help the quarterback. There's nothing else you can do. Now, quarterbacks take off and run and get hurt. That's a different ballgame. They're on their own. And, you know, we got some great running quarterbacks right now, a record amount of guys that can take off and run. But I don't know, man. There's nothing else you can do for those guys. There's nothing else to be done. You can't fall on them when you tackle them. You can't hit them high. You can't hit them low. The tackling zone has gotten so small. I feel bad. Those guys in defense, man, they earn their money. No question about it. All right, we got to go to break. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk's going to join us. Maybe he feels differently. Maybe he's a downer like my boy is in next to me here.
Why am I a downer? Because I want guys to stop getting hurt?
I know, but you just want guys to keep it like, how are you going to do it? You're going to get rid of like.
I don't know. I told you I don't have answers. I just think it'd be better if guys didn't get their legs snapped in half.
Okay.
Texter points out Jordan Travis, yes.
No, Jordan Travis was another one. He was the other poster child for this, Mark Andrews.
If you could get any leg breaking out of the equation, we'd be a better
league. We're going to have broken legs every year. Since it's tackle football, it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. Smaller guys are going to have to tackle different than the big guys, but they're going to try to bring them down as quickly as possible. Hey, I want to talk to you about opening day for the Marlins, man. It's finally going to be here next week. Gosh darn it, it's finally going to be here. Don't skip opening day. It's this coming Thursday, March 28th. The Pirates are in town. Get your tickets now, marlins.com/tickets. Woody and I are still working on getting tickets out there, man. But I will tell you this, boy, I'll tell you what, not only for the opener, which is really cool to take the family out for that one, but get your tickets now for any games, for single game seats are on sale for you to go out, whether it's the Dodgers, the Braves, the Phillies, whatever team you're looking forward to, maybe you grew up with, they'll be coming to town. So grab your tickets now, man. Get them. And then I want to talk about this, the special days where they got great offers for you and a lot more than just a ticket. How about this? Taco Tuesday is a good one. Ticket package include a game ticket, two tacos, one beer for just $25. My favorite is Wednesdays and Sundays. Bring the whole family out to Lone Depot Park because four game tickets, four hot sodas, four hot dogs. Boy, I'm really struggling. Four sodas or waters and two small popcorns. Learn more. Go to Marlins.com/offers. Marlins baseball, man, is back real soon.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Well, let's go right to him here on a Friday. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great. And I tell you what, the league just, it never sleeps, man. Now we've got rules in, keeping some of the same rules, not changing. So I have to ask you, first of all, about the tush push. I thought they were going to get rid of it. I really did. The Eagles, the only one really having success with it. Some teams struggling. Were you surprised they kept it or not?
No, I'm not surprised at all. We had Troy Vincent, the executive VP of football operations, on with us from the scouting combine. And it was tough because there were so many different interviews and so much going on that week. But we asked him about that, and he said when it came up in their competition committee meetings, the pre-meetings, and they get together at the scouting combine, the Sunday of combine week, they sit down and talk through things. He said it was pretty clear there was no appetite to do anything about it. Why punish a team that's doing it well?
Yeah.
It's for the other teams to either defend it or come up with their own version of it. So that's been clear for weeks now that that is staying. I remember there was a report at one point during the season the commissioner hates it and the commissioner wants to get rid of it. The commissioner never acknowledged that, and if he did feel that way, I think he realized quickly he needs to back off because the appetite isn't there to make it go away.
I know there's a lot of different parts to it. I'm wondering, with Kelce retired, is it still going to be as good for Jalen Hurts?
I think so, because they've got other great guys that they can put in place. They've got basically three centers who were in the center, left guard, and right guard position. Now, obviously, you've got to replace Kelce, but they've got a great offensive line, and that's the key to making it work. Getting low, getting the leverage, creating the push. And it doesn't matter about whether you're getting the push from behind. If you watch that play, it's less about the push from behind and more about the push from the
front. That's right. That's true. I saw it up close.
It's a really effective quarterback sneak.
It is a great play. All right, hip drop tackle. I have watched that Mark Andrews play about 25 times and looked at it. Mike, I'm an offensive player, but I got to tell you, man, I don't think they can get rid of it. I don't know how you feel. I didn't see your take on it, but, boy, they're making it harder for these guys on defense to make tackles. And I know injuries, anything that has injury written on it, they want to change. What's your thoughts?
They claim that the injury risk is 20 to 25 times higher with that maneuver. And once you understand it, once you watch it enough times, the light bulb goes off as to what it is and why it's a problem. The defensive player wraps up, twists, and falls down on the legs of the offensive player. And they've decided, they've determined it needs to go. They tried last year, it didn't get traction. I think they're confident they're going to get the 24 votes necessary to change the rule this year. And if they don't have enough this weekend and into early next week, they'll table it until May and they'll twist arms between now and then to get to where they're trying to go. This is one that they want out of the game. And the NFLPA is against it, but the league said yesterday they had a conference call to go over some of these rule changes. The bottom line is the union's always against it. The players are always against changes to the rules, even if they're for the good of the players. And, you know, for the offensive players, for the receivers, the tight ends, the quarterbacks who run, the running backs, this keeps them from suffering broken ankles and high ankle sprains. And we've seen that happen. Tyreek Hill had it happen. He had a combination hip drop and a horse collar wasn't called
at
the sideline of that Monday night game against the Titans. So, you know, for the fans out there who want to yell, get off my lawn, and you're turning it into flag football, and the defensive players need to be able to play defense, think about it in terms of your own fantasy team. If you're not going to think about the players as humans and as people who need to avoid being injured so they can play and earn their money, think of your own fantasy team getting destroyed by having one of your key players gone for the year because of a hip drop tackle. If that's what gets people to come around, so be it. I think it is going, whether we like it or not. I understand why they're doing it. And, yeah, it's going to create a challenge for defenses, but that's what the game's been about since the mid-70s. It's more and more challenges for defenses because the league understands the more yards, the more points, the more people watch, the more money everyone makes.
Hey, Mike, so it was a couple years ago that the kickoff we thought was getting close. I think you and I were even talking about it. It looked like the kickoff return were history. Like we were just going to put it on the 25 or 30 and start the game with the first offensive play. And now all of a sudden, I read it about 25 times. I'm trying to figure the whole thing out and the zone and everything. What do you think about the idea? But at the end of the day, they want more kickoff returns and less vicious hits where guys can – get full speed and knock the crap out of guys.
This goes back more than a decade. I remember the cover story that Time magazine did of the commissioner where it said enforcer, and it was this long profile. And he mentioned kind of unsolicited that they were looking at replacing the kickoff with a 4th and 15 play. It was an idea from, God, why am I blanking on the Rutgers coach? Greg Schiano. It was a Greg Schiano idea because when he was at Rutgers before he came to the Buccaneers, Eric LeGrand suffered a catastrophic injury on a kick return. And this has been all about, Joe, I believe, and they won't say it for a variety of reasons, this is about avoiding a player suffering a serious neck injury during a kick return or dying on the field or you know, having a DeMar Hamlin, maybe he is going to die on the field moment. Because when you get guys running full speed at each other and they hit, going top speed one way, top speed the other way, the helmet dips. It's kind of a reflex where you put your helmet down a little bit. And when they make contact and those forces go down to that C4, C5 area and potentially can break the neck bones and impinge on the spinal cord, that's what they're trying to avoid. They talk about concussions. That's not it, because there's still going to be concussions. If you're going to have 1,900 plays that are currently not happening that do happen after scores because they're going to have this live ball and there's rarely going to be touchbacks, there's rarely going to be anything other than a kick return, you're going to have more concussions. This is about lower speed collisions. They're going to have everybody packed right together. So it's going to be more like a scrimmage play, and you're going to have low speed collisions. Now, I agree with you. It's very complicated. And I don't think they're going to get this done this week. I think it's going to get kicked to May. I think they're going to have some issues that need to be worked on over the next couple of months before they can get themselves a final proposal that can be voted on in May. I think that's where that one's going to go.
Hey, Mike, I got to share some with you. As an NFL junkie and an ESPN NFL show guy and your stuff at Pro Football Talk. So I'm watching you and Chris going and Chris getting them all fired up about his ranking on the wide receiver, saying Marvin Harrison's not the top guy. So now I go, because I kind of by the what he was saying and who he was talking about. So I go back over. They must have spent, it seemed like, 2 or 3 days blowing up Marvin Harrison and how good he is. And clearly, and some guys were saying the best wide receiver we've seen. He's big and strong and, you know, and all the different things he can do. And I thought, those guys at Pro Football Talk got that all stirred up with these guys to go. I mean, they went out of their way for a few days, Mike. I don't know if anybody else said anything to you, but everybody was breaking, oh, Marvin Harrison. Now Malik Nabers is really good, but Marvin Harrison. And I thought, this is going to be fun to watch to see what happens on the first round of the draft.
Well, and a couple of things, Joe. First of all, Chris does his evaluations based on one thing and one thing only. Review of the college game film of the players. And he determined, based upon watching the film, that Marvin Harrison lacks the separation, lacks that burst to get past defensive backs. Now, he makes great catches, but he's not running by people. And you know, after seeing Tyreek Hill the last 2 years in Miami, what it takes to be great at the NFL level as a receiver. You got to be able to run past people. You can't just be covered and try to catch 50-50 balls all the time. You've got to be able to run past guys to truly be a dominant receiver. And if we're talking about first receiver in the draft, you've got to have that skill. So, you know, usually what happens is they take Chris's ideas and make them their own. I'm surprised they're actually pushing back. Usually what happens is, because so many people who are draft experts aren't really doing their own analysis. They're taking the information from scouts and from agents and from others in the media and distilling it and making their own rankings based upon what everyone else already says. They're not doing organic from scratch. Here's what I think of these players. That's what Chris does. So usually it's that they steal from him and copy what he's saying. Now it looks like there's pushback. And last thing I'll say about it, because the kid's name is Marvin Harrison Jr., you know, one of the big things about the draft is the CYA angle. If I'm going to take a guy and he busts, I better be able to defend it when the owner shows up in my office and says, tell me again now why you took that guy who turned out to be not very good. So if you take Malik Nabers instead of Marvin Harrison, you better have a damn good reason why you did it if Nabers doesn't work out and Harrison does.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I got to have you put your legal cap on here for just a second. Down here, we're part of ACC, Miami Hurricanes down here, Florida State, now Clemson, looking to get out of the conference. This grant of rights thing, I'm just curious. Everybody's trying to crack it and get out without paying the exit fee. What are your thoughts on potential and overall what is going on with this whole problem now?
Well, one of the things that is funny to me, because I used to do this for a living, and you see what the ACC is trying to do. They're trying to get all the litigation in their backyard in North Carolina. They don't want the schools to be able to pursue the issue in the courts where they call home. And, you know, when you think about justice is blind, and this was one of the things that I learned quickly in law school, where you get a case resolved can be all the difference in the world. Same facts, same law, but where it's done, because so many of these questions are close. There's very few things in the law that are black and white. And when there truly is a black and white proposition, it doesn't last very long in court. It either gets thrown out or it gets settled or it gets dropped or it never gets brought in the first place. Most of the cases that end up in full-blown litigation are strictly in the zone of gray. And the ACC wants to get that gray to be sifted through and sorted out in their backyard where they're more likely to win. But here's the bottom line, Joe. This all flows from the inherently corrupt system that is college sports. It has been that way for decades. Everybody gets paid except the players. And now, because everything the NCAA does, not everything, but a lot of things, is a walking, talking antitrust violation, and that's being exposed one lawsuit at a time, they have chaos. And the reason they have chaos is because for decades, everybody has been getting paid except the people who are out there doing the thing that we all tune in to watch or pay good money to go see in person. So everything that's happening, however this gets sorted out, it is all a direct byproduct of something that has been exploiting the athletes forever. And it's a pretty clunky, ugly process as this reckoning arrives for everyone who's been part of exploiting the players.
And Mike, finally, the Shohei Ohtani, now the face of baseball, superstar. Did you see the interpreter and $4.5 million that Shohei paid to pay his gambling debts? Boy, I'll tell you what, that thing's got ugly written all over it for baseball and this investigation coming up. What were your thoughts when you saw that?
Hey, Joe, I'm constantly looking for examples of gambling scandals in other sports that could potentially arise in the NFL. And let me just say, these are my opinions. This is speculation. This is not fact. It's not a statement of fact. I don't need to get sued by Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
But when I start seeing some of the stuff ESPN is reporting, that these were bank transfers with his name on them, how do you not at least wonder whether or not the translator was making bets on behalf of Shohei Ohtani with an understanding that if it ever hits the fan, this is what we're going to say. This is our cover story. Translator's taking a fall. Translator gets a nice severance package on the way out the door. But from the get-go, this is part of the job. You're making these bets, and you're being compensated for it by Shohei Ohtani on the side. Because his name showed up a couple of times in these transfers. I don't know how you show it's theft versus how you show it's the translator was just making the bets on his behalf. But I saw something last night that Ohtani's representatives want this thing to be fully investigated. That's the only way he's going to be exonerated. A full investigation that shows it truly was theft, because the way that it's out there now, I think most people with basic common sense look at it and say, it sure seems like this was just the guy betting on behalf of Ohtani, and the cover story was always going to be, oh, he was just doing that all on his own.
Yeah, man. I don't know. You got a buddy paying $4.5 million of your debt. Boy, if you have that buddy.
That's see, a hell of a friend.
Boy, I'll tell
you
what.
That's a hell of a friend. with friends like that, you don't need enemies. You can have them all killed.
You're in great shape. Hey, Mike, thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. See you.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning. That's Shohei Ohtani as baseball gets ready to start. The biggest star. Man. Wow. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is time for a stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Market has just opened up, and things are flat here. The Dow is up 1 point. The S&P is up 1 point. The NASDAQ is down 11 points at the moment, so best of luck to all players. We also have the final day of our Sting contest here. Let me get you the code on that one. The code for that is going to be Moon. Moon to 20357, and you will be entered to win those Sting tickets. So today, again, this is the final day for our Sting contest. So Moon 20357, message and data rates apply. This is a Live Nation show. Joe?
Free, set them free. Okay. A lot of people interested in that Sting concert. A lot of people have been really interested in that. And the tickets this week from the Miami Heat game against Portland, big hit as well. So we've got a little bit of time to jump on the text machine. Appreciate always everybody being with us. And hopefully everybody has a great weekend here coming up. And maybe we get some good news. Maybe we find out Odell Beckham Jr. said, hey, man, I'm going to do it a lot of other guys. I'm going to take less money and come play for Miami. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. Anyway, what do you got coming in, Woody?
All right, Joe. Kendall Toyota text line here. I love you, Mike Florio. But no one, and I mean no one, is stealing from Chris Sims. All right. I like Chris Sims.
So Chris Sims calls those guys out pretty good. Chris has done a really – he's taken off, man, that NBC stuff on Sunday night. And he and Mike are involved with, all part of that same family that bought Mike's Pro Football Talk. NBC jumped in. Boy, I'll tell you what, how about that call? How great is that to start something? Pro Football Talk. NFL doesn't buy it from him, lets him have it. And the next thing you know, he creates this thing and NBC buys it, or a good portion of it.
I like the fact that they can say what they want and there's like no repercussions for anything.
The mock drafts are very, very interesting, and I think we're all – this goes on every year about ranking, and everybody's got their favorite guy and the rankings that come out. I think a lot of guys copy each other on these mock drafts. I don't know how much work. But it's a strong – we know it's a strong wide receiver class. We know that. I'm curious about the tackles. I don't know anything about them. But we know there's going to be a lot of wide receivers and offensive tackles going the first round. And I would agree with all those guys that do this for a living. They're probably – I don't know if they have the order right. Some guys can feel differently about certain guys than others. It is always amazing. The same guy sit and watch the guy's tapes in the best games and then watch him at pro day and walk away with a different opinion slightly on who's better. That's always amazing to me.
786 says that BS drop tackle crap is the reason Tyreek wasn't the same for the rest of the year. Get rid of that crap.
I got a better idea. I really, and I'm not second guessing. I think Mike's one of the best play callers we've ever had. And I mean that. I really do. I've gotten to the point now, I don't want to see Tyreek and Jalen Waddle on those quick passes behind the line of scrimmage with blockers in front of them. I don't know about you. First of all,
because you're afraid they're going to get hurt from the drop tackle?
No. So Tyreek Hill takes off. So I just
– I mean, he's the fastest guy in football. It'd be nice to get the ball in his hands. I don't have much of an issue with that.
No,
I do have an issue with the guy coming up from behind him and breaking his leg.
Woody, you can't get rid of all this stuff, softy. There's no way to get rid of him. Mike's a softy on this too. You guys, like, you act like – where's the defense going to tackle? What do you want him to do? You have an idea for him, Woody?
I told you I don't have
an idea. Tackle high and they work down and they end up on their legs. That's going to happen when you're trying to bring a big, strong guy down. And by the way, the Tyreek thing to my point is he's always trying to get the big play. And Mike knows that. So he'll wait and wait. And, and by the way, you wait and wait in that league. And here comes the outside linebacker. Here comes the middle linebacker. Here comes the Christian Wilkins of the world flying at you. And the next thing you know, now he tries to get out of bounds and – he gets clipped from behind, and he's banged up.
All right, 215 says, if you're like me and you think Chris Greer has more success in drafting beyond round one, why not trade the pick, get back more picks later in the draft? I'd trade the 21st to Casey for Snead and their third.
The Snead thing is done. We got our corner.
Yeah,
they're not
that way.
And Snead is really good. I'm not taking anything away, but we can't trade. No more trading picks away. No. This is the money cap thing, salary cap. We don't have the money. We can't afford Snead. What he's looking at, what he's going to get, that's not going to happen, period. And by the way, I don't want to trade the pick. It's 21. Stay 21.
Andy Reid helped Mahomes. We hired Philbin instead of trying for Andy Reid. All right. I think Mahomes probably going to be special no matter who was coaching him. But
I don't know, but he got a guy that's a great match for him.
He does. This whole QB class smells of busts.
That's interesting. I don't know, by the way.
They're not all going to be busts. One of them will be good. But you got four in the top. So let's say four go in the top five picks.
Well, you can't have one that's good. That's bad.
Well.
No. Like, so
you know what the fun thing about next season is? All of those guys are going to start in week one.
You have to play them.
It's going to be great.
All these guys play. Look at the 2021 draft. That was just 3 years ago. This
How fun is
year.
That going to be? And we'll decide if they're good or they suck after week one.
Not week one.
Yes, we will. Overreaction Monday after week one will be fun.
What? Are you going to have closer to what happened in Carolina or are you going to have C.J. Stroud? There's a pretty big difference between one guy's a top 10 quarterback and the other guy, they don't know if he can play.
Well, we'll have overreaction Monday. We'll have bum Wednesdays where we can, you know, decide who's
a bum.
Who's a bum, yeah. Can't play. This guy says the Police had a song called Walking on the Moon. It's a decent hit. Right, there you go. So that's Moon, 20357. Text it in now.
Somebody caught that. That was good. That was nice. We don't control who wins, though, do we?
No, we don't. Why? Do you want to rig it for someone?
Yeah. I'd like to have somebody win on this show. I would.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know what the other shows are doing.
All right.
Someone says, was Mac Jones a winner? I'm guessing Mac Jones won a lot of games. Yeah. That's true. Touche,
oh,
sir.
Oh, that, by the way, nice call. That's a beautiful call about the winning thing. Hey, Mac Jones won a lot at Alabama. How's he worked out? He's now a backup quarterback.
Yeah, but
what?
That's not fair. Everyone wins a lot at Alabama. Tua won a lot at Alabama. Jalen Hurts won a lot at Alabama. Who's the guy before, like McElroy? Whatever. Like those guys all won a lot at Alabama. Everyone wins at Alabama.
The ones that played with Nick Saban won a lot. That's correct.
Yeah. Nick Saban didn't lose, like, what did he lose? 1 to 2 games a year, if that?
I can't believe he quit, like... There's no reason to quit. You still had really good years.
His heart's not
the
in
new
it,
NIL.
You know, players
and the new
are getting paid. It's
transfer
disgusting.
Portal and paying guys. He was hanging in there. By the way, do you remember who they said the biggest NIL schools are, if you were guessing? Did you remember what Drew said?
Texas.
You remember the other school?
Oklahoma.
Ohio State.
Ohio State. Oh, yeah, that's right. He said Ohio State.
Wow. I thought Michigan be right in there, right? Michigan.
I'm sure they are. Texas says, I have a signed Muhammad Ali boxing glove in a glass case. I paid $100 for it about 25 years ago at an auction. That's cool.
That is cool.
That is very cool. He's going to have the Thriller Manila trunks are up for auction next week.
By the way, I got to say
$6
million. I would be really curious because a lot of people collect stuff. I have certain athletes, but only my wife, when she does get me something, it's from somebody she knows I'm pretty crazy about, not just anything. It'd be interesting one day to see what everybody has out there. Because a lot of people collect now, Woody.
Do you have a lot of stuff that you could take some pictures of and show us?
I don't really want to.
Maybe leave to me someday?
I don't. By the way, and I'm sitting here with this stuff, and I don't know if anybody in my family wants any of it.
I like to consider myself part of your family.
I consider my wife one day going, just come in and get this stuff.
Just call me.
Go ahead. What?
Come pick this stuff up.
Just come get this stuff. Some of this black and white stuff we could care less about.
Texas says no comment on Larsa Pippen. She broke up again with Marcus. We did. That was, what, a day or two ago?
Yeah, it was a few days ago.
She could get after it this weekend. We got a big weekend in Miami, Miami Music Week. Maybe she's going
to
be running around.
I would just like
there.
To ask her, like, when she's out, you know, and she's mingling. Hey, Larsa, hey, I'm big, you know, big fan. And you do the fake stuff that I do. Hey, big fan of yours. And, hey, Larsa, I got to ask you, did you think it was kind of weird, the whole thing, husband and Michael Jordan's kid? Was that, I mean, the connection and the guy you dated who ends up playing with your son in the basketball thing, the guy that marriage was ruined in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Like, is any of that stuff weird for you? Like,
I think your wife would prefer you stay away from her.
Oh, I'd have.
She might be attracted to your type.
I have no shot. She said she likes young guys.
Yeah. All right.
Want some old guy.
Someone said, what if QB Penix is on the board? Well, then then he'll be on the board at 22.
I got news for you, man.
He's not going to get picked by the Dolphins.
A lot of people like him, old lefty, from Washington.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, Joe, but the Dolphins are not taking a quarterback with that pick.
No.
You and I think they should or shouldn't is a conversation, Woody, for another day.
Woody,
that ain't happening.
You're right on the money. Don't touch that one if you think Dolphins going to look at that.
He is going to be on the board probably.
No shot, right? Of happening. I don't know, man.
I would think.
Where's Bo Nix? What about our boy Bo Nix at Oregon?
Someone said they got a signed Elway rookie mint condition. Nice. Yeah, we got to do a memorabilia show someday. Yeah, that's right in my wheelhouse. I have a signed Marino rookie.
Yeah, but it can be helmet. It can be
finally got that for
jersey.
Me.
I know somebody's got original Michael Jordan, $10 million piece, and I can't. I can't say anymore.
What is
it anymore? I was told by his.
You're not allowed to say.
By his girlfriend, he's telling me, and apparently he's got a bunch of stuff. Very successful guy. I can't say his name.
I know who you're talking.
No, you don't. You don't know this guy, but I'll tell you off the air. I want everybody to have a great weekend. Don't let Woody or anybody else mess up your weekend. See you Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.